Hello and welcome to another episode of Robins Radio here on Newtown's Audio Boost site. Tonight we're here at Latham Park and I have three players with me who have vast knowledge of the Welsh Premier League. First of all, we have former Caersuit Welshpool Lanethley and current Aberystwyth top scorer Chris Venables. And he is joined by the current Real and former TNS goalkeeper Alex Ramsey. And alongside those two, we have our very own club captain Matt Cook. Welcome gentlemen and thanks for coming on the show. To start with, we're going to start looking back at the season so far with the final round of fixtures this weekend. And I'm going to start with you, Cookie. It's been a great season for Newtown. And after years of sort of fighting relegation, what a sort of turnaround it's been this season.
Yeah, it has. It's a bit of welcome relief, really. I mean, I've been here for 4 or 5 years now and we've always been tussling with relegation. We had a reprieve 1 year, but this year we turned it around. I mean, we've always known we can perform on one game basis, but I think this season we have been a bit more consistent and that's shown with the results on the pitch.
It was really a poor start to the season. Did you or any of the boys see it coming at the start of the season?
To be honest, pre-season wasn't great. We had a few people not there. I think the first game that the actual first 11 played together was the week before the start of the season. So not ideal preparation. And I think that showed with the first four results, something like that. Yeah, so it wasn't great. But we always knew that if we got playing well, then we'd pick up the results and yeah, we have to.
Personally for you this season, it's been a good season, do you feel?
Yeah, well, I think so. But it's not for me to judge, really. And it's for yourselves and the gaffer and the rest of the players. But yeah, I'm personally happy the way I've performed and done well for the team, I think. And the rest of the lads have done well as well.
Just move across to you, Chris. Aberystwyth didn't qualify for the top six this season. But since the split and for you personally all season, what a season it's been.
Yeah, it's like you say, as a club, we've had a bit of an indifferent time. Missing out the top six, which was our main target, really, to be honest, to start the season. So that was disappointing. When we didn't really feel it was our fault, but I obviously won't go too much into that now. But, you know, on a personal note, it's gone well for me. I had a tough season last year, leaving Lanethley, and, you know, some mixed fortunes there, really. That was my last season, but no, it's been pleasing now. It's worked out, really, for us. So, you know, we've got it all to play for now in the next week.
You obviously grabbed two more goals last night against Port Talbot. Did you expect to be top scorer come this stage of the season?
No, it's not something I've challenged for before at all. It's not something I sort of set as a target beginning of the season either. I've played a little bit more advanced than I have done in previous seasons. And it's something that's just sort of developed this season, really. And luckily, I've sort of kept scoring, really, to be honest.
It's got to be a credit to yourself, though, playing in centre midfield. And I think, what is it now, 24 goals this season?
Yeah, it's I'm playing as like sort of, you know, as a number 10 role, really, but obviously still as a midfielder, but it has given me a bit of a licence to get forward. So, yeah, no, I'm pleased, obviously, with that.
Well, we'll just move on to you as well, Alex. Back in the top flight this year for Real after promotion last season. It's got to have been a successful campaign for yourself and for Real.
Yes, definitely. Obviously, it's great for the club to be back where they probably thought they deserved to be. Maybe a few people might have writ us off at the start of the season with coming up from the Cymru Lions, but I think we've coped quite well and obviously massively overachieved by going in the top six. I mean, I think our aims for before the season were just to stay up, so we're very happy with what we've achieved this year.
Coming back to you, Cookie, what do you think's changed from previous seasons? Obviously, we have been battling in relegation. We had, as you say, a reprieve. What's been different this time round?
Well, we're a year older as well, so we've had a settled squad, if I would say, or settled starting 11 for the last couple of seasons, maybe three, but as we get a year, everybody's a year older, the younger lads, such as Kieran, you've got like some Max, Mully to some extent, they're getting older and older every year, so that experience has told for me, and we are getting better and kind of challenging more, so we've got that bit of bravery, so the likes of Carmarthen and bigger sides who put it on you. We've matched up to them more this year and got good results.
Chris, did you sort of see Newtown's success coming this season from another club?
It's obviously a difficult situation for all the Mid-Wales clubs, I think, really, in terms of where we are. You know, there's less players to pick from, I think, than there is in the North and the South. Certainly for Newtown, had a great season. A little bit of a shaky start, as you said before, but they've done fantastically well, really, I think. And fully deserved to be in the top six, you know, with some great results. So.
And just getting your point of view as well, Alex, I think there was a a guy on Scorio at the start of the season said he'd eat his hat if Newtown even escaped relegation. So obviously a lot of people felt Newtown wouldn't get in the top six.
No, I think I'd agree with that. I think they fully deserve to be where they are at the minute. We've played against them four times now. We haven't picked up a result. They've been very organised and well drilled. It's credit to the manager setting up that way, and fully deserve to be where they are.
The pressure's going to be on now next season, Cookie. Can you continue the run?
Well, we'd like to think so, but that's going to be the challenge, isn't it? So we've set our standards this season, so next season is about consolidating, bringing a few players in to strengthen the squad, and hopefully aim for top six again.
Chris, do you feel Newtown can establish themselves as a top six side?
Yeah, definitely, I think so. Like you said, you're still a young side, and you know, time spent together is only going to help, you know, with experience and things, and obviously the experience of the top six this year and the playoff games now to come, it's only going to help that as well. So yeah, definitely.
Alex, what's your sort of view on it? Do you think Newtown and Rill have gotten the top six this season? Do you feel both sides can consolidate?
I think just touching on what Cookie said, I think it's important that you keep the same group of players for a year and a year older, because it's quite a tough league to play in. If you've got players that play in there that have played 3-4 years, and you've always got a chance. Yeah, obviously, clubs have always got to try and strengthen this summer. So I'd imagine that the league will get stronger next year as it has done this year. So it's going to be tough for all clubs, but who knows?
Like Alex said, then keeping a settled side is key. I think it was the first season when Burnley come in. The team, there was a lot of different players played. Do you think that's a factor that we have kept a settled side this year?
Yeah, when Burnley came in, there was only, I think, myself and Shane who'd actually signed at the start of pre-season. So he had to build a squad out of bare bones with a small budget, and obviously that season it told when we got reprieve and we finished miles off the pace. Season after, we consolidated, kept the same core to the side and added a few. Finished, was it 9th, 10th? Something like that. So again, just about stayed up, which is the target. And then we built on that again this season, and the target was again to just stay up, but we've exceeded those expectations and, as you say, secure the top six, which is great.
Has that been a good thing for Abra as well this season, Chris? Because they didn't, when Ian Hughes came in at the start of last summer, he didn't really bring that many players in. And yeah, everyone thought they might be down the bottom again, but they have. Mm. They've done well keeping a settled side this season.
Yeah, I think so. We've been quite lucky with injuries. We lost our captain for about 6 or 7 games sort of just before Christmas last year, which is where we had a bit of a dip, to be fair. We started well. But we have got a small squad like Newtown, really. And like I say, it's important to keep everyone fit, which we've been, you know, lucky enough so far to do. So, yeah, I think so.
Moving on to just focusing on Abra and yourself, Chris. You're up for the Golden Boot. There's one game to go. Do you think you've already got it in the bag?
I wouldn't like to say that, no. Obviously, it's tight now. Still, it has been for the last few weeks. Last night helped out quite a lot. We'll see what happens Saturday. I wouldn't like to say too much. Fingers crossed, eh?
And just touching on that as well, you've got so many goals from midfield. Does it show sort of the strength of the league that a midfielder is on for the Golden Boot, do you feel?
I think in my situation, I've been quite lucky this year. I've got two wide players, Jeff Calloway and Craig Williams, have both been on top form all season, played really well. And we've had a lot of service, to be honest. You know, me and Mark Jones in the middle have had, you know, our fair share, to say the least. So I think it's all credit to them, really, to be honest, as well.
You said obviously Abba theoretically should have gotten the top six. There was a bit of a thing there when the league split. What do you feel the difference was to last season? Because Abba, they finished, I think it was just below Newtown last season. What was the difference between this season and last season, do you feel?
I think with from the summer, really, the squad's been tighter, to be fair. We've all got along really well. A few people left last year. I don't think the squad was, you know, everyone was pulling in different directions. I think we've been a lot more organised as well. So I think that's been the main thing, really, is everyone's pulling in the same direction now, whereas last year that wasn't the case. So I think that's been the main difference. We've changed formation slightly, which has worked for us as well. We've built on that and sort of and worked hard at that as well, so that's helped us too.
Just staying with that subject as well, without the split, I think Aberystwyth would have been something like third or fourth. Is that a little frustrating that the league format sort of has held you back from your league position? Or?
Yes and no. We're frustrated not to make the top six. I don't think you can sort of look at our points now and judge it against the teams in the top six, because, like you say, we're not playing you know, the better sides, if you like. Having said that, I think there was probably at the start of the season you'd have expected a few of the sides in the bottom six to be in the top six. So, again, I think it's a bit of, you know, I wouldn't like to judge where we'd be now. It's like I said, we've beat what's in front of us at the moment, really, to be fair, and the results we've got have been because of that, really.
The league format's come under a lot of scrutiny in sort of the last month. What's your personal view? Do you like playing in the 12-team format, or would you rather there be more teams in the league?
I'd prefer myself to be 18 teams, or 16 minimum, but 18 teams back to the old format, really, and if the boys think the same or not, but it does get repetitive. Yeah. You know, I think the fans can sense that as well. I prefer it back as the old format.
People say that with 12 teams, there's more to play for in every game. Do you think that's the case? Or
not overly now, no. I think the situation now, I'm not totally sure what the situation is if we win the Welsh Cup or not, whether or not Ballon now contest the playoffs as well. So I don't think now, if they don't end up contesting it, then you know, they're not playing. They haven't been playing for a lot the last few games either. So it's a case of, and also the format, I don't know whether it's another sort of... another issue, but if no one goes down on Saturday because have West don't make promotion, then what could be a massive, massive day on Saturday for the three teams on 35 points could also, you know, there could be nothing really riding on it now at the end of it as well. So I don't see it as, you know, I don't think it's a benefit to go to 12 teams as it has in the split.
What's your view on this, Al? Do you prefer playing in 12 teams or would you like more teams?
I'd probably
in there?
Agree with Chris. I'd probably go 18. It does get repetitive. I mean, we played Bangor four times. We've drawn them in the cup. I mean, play him in the Coast Cup. I think we could play him up to seven times if we play him in the playoffs. Especially for the fans. I mean, fans don't want to be travelling to grounds three, four times a year. They want a little bit of variety. I think players, it's not so bad. I mean, the players will just get on with it. But I think it's getting to the time where we would like a little bit of variety. We would like to go and play a few more games down south, maybe. And maybe the likes of Port Maddock, Kevin Druids, I know are coming in. So I think 18 teams is... one.
Cookie, what's your view on this?
I don't know. I'm undecided, really. I can see both arguments to the side, to be honest. But I mean, I like the 12 as it is because, I mean, you get to test yourself every week. Every week's a tough game. Whereas I remember back to when it was 18 sides and, or was it 16? I can't remember what it was. And there was, you kind of knew some games were going to be easier and some of the grounds weren't great. So there's pros and cons, but I don't know. I'm undecided on that one.
You just touched on about the lack of sort of teams in South Wales.
Yeah.
Is that a big downside to the league at the moment, Chris? You know, there's Neath and Llanelli, as you played for in the past, have gone in the last few years. Lido are going to go. It doesn't look like they're going to come back in the next few years. Mm. And apart from Haverford West, there's not many teams that are going to come into the league, is there?
No, it does seem like the sort of power is shifting to the north, really, at the moment, to be fair. And obviously Mid Wales, the club's there presenting as well, but... I don't know what sort of effect that'll have. Obviously, the two teams that are left then, or whoever is left, will have the pick of the players, I guess. But it does seem at the moment that there's you know, issues in South Wales, to say the least, I think.
Is that a negative thing, Al, do you think, with less South? Because there'll only be Port Talbot and Carmarthen next season down south.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably good for us North players, up on the street in a real way, that we don't have to travel as far. But I just think it throws a little bit of variety in the league. If you're looking as a neutral into the league and you're looking at... you've got 10 North clubs and you've got 2 South clubs, and then I'm not sure what that would say about the league. But I think if, especially when I was with TNS, we would enjoy going down to Llanelli, we'd enjoy going down to Neath and playing at good grounds. Just touching, if it was to go back to 18, it would need, the grounds would need to be there. They'd need to be all good grounds. You don't want to be going to Ragas Rovers or... teams like that.
That's it. Yeah, people of league officials have said that, you know, there's not enough good grounds to come back in the league.
Well, so that's one of situation. The problems is now that they've got into this 12 with a strict licensing criteria, that if they wanted to revert back to that, they wouldn't physically, they'd have to lower the license criteria that they're currently assessing on all our grounds, because the others wouldn't stand up to it and they wouldn't get accepted, as we've seen with the appeals that are just about getting overturned now.
With only two teams from South Wales, Chris, do you feel you can't really call it a national league anymore, because, you know, it's sort of, it's not regionalised, but it seems like it is, in a sense.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. I mean, it's going that way, isn't it, like you say. But I suppose that, you know, the teams that are in the league are there sort of on merit. I know that there's teams that haven't applied for licences or don't apply for licences even. Like you say, you're limited as to who can come up. If, you know, if the teams don't perform, we've got the licences, then we're just going to be sort of going around in circles a little bit, aren't we?
Yeah, I think you can't fault the Northern teams, though, because they're showing ambition and they're coming alliance, and there was two or three more that actually made applications to come up and didn't obviously think win the league, but the North are showing the ambition that they want to come up, whereas in the South it appears that teams that are winning the league then haven't got the appetite to go up.
That's it.
I don't know what you're meant to do.
Does that speak volumes for the Cymru Lions, Alex, because you played it last year? It's quite a competitive league, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at the top six or eight sides and you've got some good sides in there. Just like touched on Matt, he just said you've got the likes of Llandudno and Flint's and the other four teams that applied to come up, and you've got some good grounds. I mean, Port Madoc's a great ground. It's a good pitch, and that would be one of the best pitches in the Welsh Prem this season, I think. So it's a strong league, yeah, and you've got some great clubs in there.
Despite our arguments about the sort of Super 12, as it's called, do you think the league standard has improved this season, Chris, and improved in the last few years?
Yeah, I'd say it probably has. There's been seasons, four or five seasons ago when I first arrived at Llanelli, where there was a top six really then sort of challenging, Bangor, Llanelli, TNS, Rhyl, and then Neath started to creep in as well. I think the top two this year have been sort of standalone really, and they've sort of obviously dominated things. But I think just behind them two at the moment, it's pretty even then. There's, you know, probably six or seven clubs really, all, you know, pretty well all the clubs really can beat each other on the day as well. So, I mean, like the general standard, I think, yeah, has got better, definitely.
Do you think the two standalone clubs, you think that's a bad thing, or do you think the other clubs will come up and challenge Airbus?
Well, not really. It's fine. We had a couple of years ago when TNS were the only club, really, and then now you've got Airbus who have picked up and they're challenging, so it sets down a bit of a challenge to the rest of the teams, such as ourselves, ABBA, Rhyl, to think, right, how can we make that next step up and challenge the two? So it's always targets to aim for me.
Moving away from that, to come back to Aberystwyth, Chris, you've got the Welsh Cup final next week, and you've got Europe to follow that, so there's exciting times coming up for you.
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, we're obviously focusing now for next Saturday in the Welsh Cup final, which we're obviously pleased to be in. And obviously with TNS's league situation, we're in Europe already, so again, it's planning for that now really, but you know, it's something the club's been trying to achieve now for, I think, since 2001 or 2002 when we were last in Europe. So yeah, obviously it's a buzz around the club and the town at the moment, so yeah, it's good times.
It's got to be good for the young players as well, because they wouldn't have had a taste. There's some players in the side that would have had European experience, but some of them youngsters, they haven't had a taste of Europe. That's got to be a positive spin on it.
Yeah, definitely. It's they're always good experiences, the European games, so for the young lads in the squad, you know, it'll be good for them to go and make the trip. Also for some of the older lads as well, who've been at ABBA since 2003 and 2004, you know, sort of 10 years there and have never tasted sort of European football either, so it'll be a good experience for them as well.
And as you said, TNS on a week on Saturday in the Welsh Cup final, can you go and win it?
I don't see any reason why not. Yeah, obviously we're up against the best side in the league. They'll be well prepared, obviously, you know, but it's a cup game. Hopefully we can sort of turn up and, you know, and pull something off on the day.
Alex, do you feel ABBA can pull off a shock and stun the Saints?
Yeah, why not? Obviously they've got a massive disadvantage not playing on their home pitch. They've got to go, and I know it's going to be quite a good pitch, but it's a cup final, anything can happen. ABBA are a good side, and I'm sure anyone can go and beat TNS on the day.
Cookie, which way do you see it going?
Same, really. I think there's 50-50 chance. Both teams, one-off game. We've seen last year with Prestatyn and Bangor the favourites. Prestatyn turned him over quite easily in the end. So it's on the day, really, what happens. And from a personal point of view, I don't know at the moment which one I want to win, but we'll wait and see what comes Saturday.
Just focusing on yourself now, Alex, we said before, you're back in the Welsh Premier League this season. Is it important for a big club like Rhyl to be back in the top league?
Yeah, I'd say so. Obviously, we get some good crowds. I think being in the Welsh Prem has helped massively with the club, with sponsorships and the academy, and sort of bringing some good players. There's some 16, 17 year olds at the clubs that are really, really good. And maybe being in the Cymru Alliances, they might get attracted by big players, by a big club. Sorry. So it's important, yeah. Like I said before, I think we deserve to be in there. And it's been really beneficial that we're back in there.
Has it been beneficial for you playing in the Cymru Lions? Because obviously you had a spell on loan at Caerphilly, yeah. And you were been at Rhyl for the last 2 years. Has that been beneficial for you on a personal plane?
Yeah, I think so. I think Cymru Lions is quite a physical league. So again, you come against the likes of Kevin Drudes who put the ball in a box, and you got some against the lower sides that put the ball in a box. So as a keeper, it's great because you get used to doing all the basics. And coming up here, it's a physical league, Welsh Prem, when you come against the likes of Carmarthen, you've got you know, two big centre halves coming down the box for a corner. It's been beneficial playing in that before making a step up to Welsh Premier.
Just looking at players who come up from the lower leagues, Cookie, a lot of players sort of journeymen in this league. They go around a few teams, but is it good for the young players coming through? Like Tom Goodwin's coming to Newtown this season. He come from two leagues below, and he's probably been one of our best players this season.
I think with clubs like ourselves where money is tight, we can't look at the journeyman who might want a bit more money. We've got to look lower and take a gamble, and like we did with Tom. Lance has now come in, so we'll see what he does over the next season. But like you say, he's done really well since he came up. Looks like he's a natural at the level, so it's a way we're going to probably look forward and take a chance on some of these players.
Obviously, Alex, you went to Caersouth on loan, and you went to Real permanently a couple of years ago. What's the sort of difference for you? Because at TNS, obviously, Paul Harrison's played a massive amount of games there. Enjoying it more at Real, or would you prefer to still be full-time?
I'm missing being full-time. I don't think it's been that beneficial being full. I don't think it's changed my game a lot, really, being part-time. We still train twice a week. But it's just being in full-time, really, with the lads, the coaching sessions, really. But apart from that, I don't think it's changed my game an awful lot. It's difficult. Obviously, those boys train on a Friday. You get some rhythm going into the weekend. We might not train. We might train Wednesday, and we've got a Saturday game, so it's not ideal that we have 2 days off. But we'll see.
TNS being full-time, Chris, obviously gives them a massive advantage. Can you see any teams coming up and challenging them, or as long as they're full-time, it's just going to be... Do you feel it's going to be them winning it every season?
Well, we've seen in recent years that Bangor have come and obviously won the league while TNS have been full-time. I think, you know, there is room there for clubs to challenge them, definitely. I think it's very, very difficult to go to TNS and to get a result. But like you say, if other clubs now are going to be getting artificial pitches or 4G, whatever you want to call it, as well, then I think that, you know, the gap can be closed there as well, and hopefully. So no, I think that there's definitely room for other clubs to challenge, yeah, like that.
Does it show sort of as well that sort of, not trying to throw money, but going full-time doesn't necessarily help, because Llanelli went full-time when you were there and they didn't get in the title. So teams can go, as you said with Bangor, teams can go and win it even though they're part-time players.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's like you say, Neath had a go at it as well, and full-time, and didn't manage to win, whereas Bangor did when they were part-time. So it's a case of, you know, if you manage right, I suppose, and you know, the things come together, then like you say, I think, you know, TNS, you can definitely be challenged.
Just moving back onto you at Real, Alex, you're in the playoffs now. Do you feel the pressure's a little bit off Real? Weren't really expected to get in the top six?
No, of course not. Like I said at the start, I think we've overachieved. Our targets were to finish to get relegated, really. As soon as we got in the top six, we said the pressure's off, we can go and enjoy our football. But obviously there's still something to play for. We've got to get some sort of momentum and rhythm going into the playoffs to go and reach Europe. It's going to be a big ask against some four half-decent teams, but we'll see.
Touching on Real's sort of recent form,
yeah,
and especially against Newtown, they've sort of been Real's bogey team this season. You touched on it before. Yeah. It hasn't been good results.
No, we've struggled. I don't think we've picked up a win in the last six or seven games. We had a good start to the split, and we haven't picked up a win in the last six or seven games. Just touching on the Newtown thing, I think they're very well organised. I think if you come against an organised side in this league, then I think you'll struggle to beat them. So no, we haven't picked up a point against them.
Was that the case at Bellevue last Monday? Do you feel Newtown were just well organised?
Yeah, I think if you're at the game yourself, if you looked at the game, I think Mully's made one great save, and apart from that, I don't think we've got a shot on goal. So if they're hard to break down. If you can't break a team down, then you're struggling.
Talking about recent form, Cookies was over Easter weekend. It was a bit chalk and cheese for Newtown because they were brilliant on Friday. Monday, yeah. It wasn't the same story, was it?
No. I think it's a similar situation with Carmarthen, to be honest. We are for real. So a bit of one of them where they're a bit of our bogey team. Don't seem to like playing them. We don't seem to get the results other than that one game away. But apart from that, we've not performed great against them. So heavy defeats. So again, the challenge will be for us, if we do get them in the playoffs at some point, then we'll have to think about how we're going to set up against them and challenges to try and get a result.
Just moving away from that subject now, we'll talk TNS wrapped up the title a couple of weeks ago. Do you feel they deserve their eighth title, Chris?
Yeah, I think so. This year they've been the best side. I think Airbus, you know, pushed them all the way, really, you know, at least till the end of the season. I think they've done a great job as well. But yeah, I think TNS on the balance of it, you know, fully deserve their eighth title, definitely.
Alex, you were there a few years ago. Do you feel that they're sort of improving as they're winning these titles?
Well, yeah, I'd say so. I think if you look at the stat line, I don't think they've lost at home this year. And I think they've conceded less than 20 goals. I mean, I think they fully deserve to go and win it this year. I mean, they haven't changed a lot, really, personnel in there. They've changed three or four this season. But yeah, I feel they're getting stronger, but I think the league's coming with it, so I think they're not going any further ahead because the clubs behind are going forward as well.
Deserve winners for you, Cookie?
Yeah, I think for me personally, I'd rather see them win it simply because I do like playing football the right way, and they do pass the ball and pass the ball and pass the ball, whereas others are the teams in the league which are a bit more route one, and for football reasons, I prefer a footballing side to win the league. So they, for me, I've played the best football all season, so I hate playing against them. So yeah, for me, they deserve to win it.
Chris just touched on Airbus pushing them all the way. It was a valiant effort this season, wasn't it, from Andy Priest's men? They did push them all the way.
Yeah, again, they've developed a style which is difficult to play against, very well organised, defend really well, and they just force errors out of you. They'll play against you, put it on you for 90 minutes, and they get the goals. And yeah, they've been consistent this season, so push them all the way. But I think it was never really in doubt for me that TNS would win the league at the end.
Alex, you feel Airbus and other teams will, as you said, do you think Airbus will tighten the gap even more next season?
Well, I probably think so. I think they're probably looking to take in new players. Like Matty said, that they play to their strengths very well. They're quite a physical side. They're quite a direct side, but they play to their strengths very well, and it's obviously come up trump this year for them. But yeah, I think they'll probably improve this year. Maybe bring a few more players in, and probably try and push TNS again next year.
Do you feel any other clubs can challenge TNS, Chris?
At the moment, probably not. I don't think so. You know, you never know what's going to happen next season. Like you say, Airbus may bring a few in. Bit of luck here and there, but I don't see anyone else at the moment. But like I say, it all depends on what happens now over the summer. Who brings who in, you know, and you know, anything can happen, really, I suppose. Like I say, when Bangor won the league a few years ago, I certainly wouldn't have expected that either. So
I think is when likes of ourselves and ABBA get the 4G down. I mean, that's doubling the amount of time players are playing on the 4G, so it's not just TNS now where they're playing against us, they're playing against ABBA. They'll be getting used to the surface more every time. So it might not be this season, but three or four seasons down the line, when there's even more maybe 4G, the gap might close. Who knows?
I would just move on to looking at relegation and promotion from the leagues below. Obviously, you said Haverford West, it doesn't look like they're going to come up now. Avonlea have gone, and Kevin Druids have come back up from the Cymru Alliance. Do you feel they can consolidate next season, Cookie?
It can be done. Look at Real this season. They were runaway winners of the league the year before, and they've done really well this year. So, like you said, that the Cymru Alliance has got top half is really strong. So when they come up, yeah, I think they can consolidate it. It probably has to bring in a few, but yeah, should do all right.
Alex, do you feel they can do a Real and get in the top six, or just consolidate next season?
Yeah, I think they'll do okay. We've played against them. We played them against in the cup at the start of the year. They were well organised. They've got a good manager there. I think if you're well organised and you know what to do in your games, and you've got a good togetherness within the group, I think you've always got a fighting chance in this league.
And just finally, we'll have a look at a preview this weekend's games. It's the final round of fixtures in the Welsh Premier League. First of all, we'll look at Avonlea against Connors Quay. Chris, have Connors Quay sort of underachieved this season, do you feel, the amount of players they've brought in?
I think they've turned things around, obviously, since the window. They brought a lot of players in then, and they've had some decent results off the back of that, really. Whether or not they've underachieved, yeah, possibly, yeah, I think they'll think they have, probably. But yeah, no, I think they've done well, really, like I said, since the window now, to sort of claw it back, really, and get back on level terms with Prestatyn and Port Talbot, because they looked sort of dead and buried, you know, going into January, yeah, definitely.
As Mark McGregor sort of, as Chris said, has he done a good job since January? Because obviously he had a torrid start to the season. He lost 4-0 to us.
It was tough to them. They started the season really well, and it was kind of surprised that they were started that well. Thought they would be round same targets as us, round about 10th. We aimed for 10th and then see how we get on. But they started really well. Then they struggled for a long time, didn't get any results. And then, like Chris said, since January, they brought in the players, they've gambled, signed a lot of players, and it's paid off for them. They've got some good results.
Do you feel they would have done better at the start of the season, Al?
I didn't know a lot about them, really. I knew they had a few good players. Like Matty said, they had a great start, so probably after the first six games, you're probably looking at them thinking they're probably going to push for top six. But if you have a bad bit of form in the league, then obviously they've experienced and they can drop to the bottom of the league or second to bottom of the league. But he's done well to turn it around. I think he's brought some players in. Whether or not it looks like that's changed the season, really. It looks like they're going to stay up.
Just have a sweep around the table, see who you think is going to win this Saturday. Cookie, Lydell or Connors Key?
Connors Key.
Connors Key.
Yeah, same, yeah.
All clean sweep around the table. We'll move on to Bangor Rhyl. Alex, obviously you'll be involved. Another Bangor Rhyl derby. It's going to be a good one, isn't it?
Yes.
Finish off the season.
Yeah, of course it is. I think Bangor Rhyl derbies are always good. Should be a good crowd at their place. Great pitch. I think I watched them on telly the other day, and the pitch looks really, really good. It's been quite stalemate, really, in the last season. We've drawn two, and we've beaten once. So obviously that we're both playing for points, really. We've still got fifth to play for, and they've still got third to play for. So it's not like it's a nothing game. I think it's a competitive game. I think it'll be a good one.
What's your prediction? Rhyl win or, well, obviously you're going to say a Rhyl win.
3-0 to us, yeah.
Cookie?
I'm hoping for a Bangor win, but I don't know. I could see a draw potentially.
Chris?
Yeah, I'd agree. Tough one to call.
Yeah. Moving on to the next game, Carmarthen TNS. Can Carmarthen pull a shock off there on the final day?
Where is it?
At Carmarthen,
yeah, they can then.
Yeah, so you're going
to... If it was at TNS, no, but the way they play at home, they showed against us on Monday, they can definitely get a result at home.
Carmarthen win for you then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex?
0-0 draw.
Chris?
Yeah, I think Carmarthen might get something Saturday.
Look at there. Obviously here at Latham Park, we entertain Airbus, AJ's return to Latham Park. Cookie,
yeah.
Got a good chance of getting a result there, do you feel?
I think so. Apart from the Carmarthen game, last two games we played really well. So, still going to be confident going into that game. We just got to see what we can do. Everybody stick together and hopefully get at least a point.
New time win for you, is it, Cookie?
I think it'll be draw.
Draw?
Is it here?
It's here, yes.
With New time needing the points, I'll go with New time win.
Chris?
Yeah, I'd agree.
New Tyne win it as well. Port Talbot faced Bala this weekend. Obviously, Port Talbot had a bad result last night against your side, Chris. Which way do you see that one going?
I don't know which way to go with that, to be honest. I think Bala might edge it. I think it'd be quite a tight game, but I think Bala might edge it.
Cookie?
I think Bala win.
Bala win.
Bala win.
Alex, Bala win as well. And the final game, Chris, obviously you're involved in. Aberystwyth against Prestatyn. You're on a good run of form at the moment, Chris. Another win to finish off the campaign?
Yeah, it would be nice. It'd be nice to finish with a win. Like you say, we're in quite good form. We'd like to take some momentum into the final next week. Obviously, Prestatyn, they've got a lot to play for as well. They'll obviously be battling for it, but I think we'll be, hopefully, we'll be strong enough.
Abba win then for you?
Abba win, yeah.
Alex?
Yeah, like Chris said, looking to take momentum in, I'm going Abba win.
Cookie?
Exactly the same. They've got the big game the week after, yeah. So they need to perform.
Well, that's just about all we've got time for here at Latham Park tonight. A massive thank you goes out to my guests here at Latham Park on Robins Radio. Thanks to Chris, to Cookie and to Alex. Next week we'll be back and we'll be talking about the last round of fixtures, reviewing them. And we'll be looking ahead to the Welsh Cup final and to the playoffs, the winner takes all playoffs that will be coming up in May. I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight and thanks for listening. From me and my guests here at Latham Park, good night.